Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Today, the Church celebrates the memorial of Saints John Diberbuff, Isaac Jogues, priests and companions and martyrs, the North American martyrs, these heroic Jesuits who just lived amazing lives of engaging the Great Commission and love of God and love of neighbor and the evangelization of the Huron Indians and others here in the United States. God's grace was upon them, and they were heroic people, heroic men. And this week, as the Church makes her way through, takes us through the St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the Church in her wisdom situates the memorial as we take a look at chapter 2, verses 1 through 10 of Ephesians today, one of the fullest descriptions of the basic biblical worldview. And one of the things that's really clear with the North American martyrs and the saints is they lived with great clarity about the biblical worldview. They understood what was at stake. They believed the words of Scripture as they were presented in the teaching of the Church, and they stood with the apostles and understood that the fundamental mission of the Church was to bring the gospel to those who don't know Christ, and that the eternal destiny of humanity was at stake. So today we have this very powerful beginning of chapter 2, where St. Paul describes and breaks down for us the human condition, number one, and number two, what God's done for us in the context of the reality of the fall of humanity and the great gift and the grace and the mercy that flows for us from the throne of God. If you haven't had a chance to ever read through this passage, and really this whole section we'll be getting this week in chapters 2 and 3 as well, the rest of 2 and 3, you see the apostolic mind, what a renewed mind looks like, the clarity with which Paul saw and understood God's revelation and the human condition. And that awareness is what drove him. The clarity, the Holy Spirit enlightened his mind, touched his mind. And as we read the Scripture, you can count on the help of the Holy Spirit to give you insight, give you clarity, give you passion, to move your heart and to renew your mind so that this is what we're reading here, is what Paul will say in other places, we have the mind of Christ. This is an expression of the mind of Christ about the human condition and how the Father's plan unfolds in Christ to bring about the transformation of the new creation. So let's jump into Ephesians chapter 2. Paul says, brothers and sisters, you were dead in your trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the age of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. That's the translation the Church uses, the New American Bible. Here's how the RSV reads. Very similar, obviously, but slightly different. And you he made alive when you were dead through your trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Among these we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of body and mind, so we were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And he raised us up with him and made us sit with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. It's a very packed set of verses there. It's amazing how much Paul and the writers of the New Testament, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, how much they're able to give us in just a short section of Scripture like this. There's just so much here that the Holy Spirit wants to help us unpack and to internalize in our lives. So let's go back to the beginning. And you he made alive when you were dead through your trespasses and sins. Here's a key part of the biblical worldview that the broader culture today no longer believes. This is really talking about the reality of original sin, that we were born into death because we're sharing in the fall of Adam and Eve, our first parents who rebelled against God, who said no to God's plan, who preferred to trust in themselves, fell to the temptation of Satan, and reached out beyond where God desired them to reach. They reached to a place that was ultimately going to harm them. And what was revealed was the same thing that's present in every human heart today. The decision of Adam and Eve is to raise doubts about God's ultimate concern for us. When he said, don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil to Adam and Eve. The devil was able to tempt them in order to seduce them to believe lies about God and to trust in their own thinking, to trust in their own understanding, rather than to simply understand and believe the words of God. They doubted God and God's commitment to their ultimate good. Are God's commandments really good? Are they fair? Are they just? Are God's promises good for my life? Do God's commands interfere with my freedom, with my ultimate willing? Will I be better off going my own way? If I say yes to these commands and walk with him, am I actually stepping into a kind of slavery to someone else as opposed to into freedom? Do these commandments that restrict me, do these actually lead to freedom, transformation, to the joy and the hope and the longing that's in my heart, the fulfillment of it? Or will it hold me back? So the human mind is darkened and we fall prey to the temptations. This is the work of the flesh in us, this fallen dimension of our nature. And so Paul begins there and says, what is the foundational human condition? We're made in the image and likeness of God. God said, you know, looked at his creation and said it was good. It was very good. But Adam and Eve fell. And so within us is this great battle that goes on. And Paul says, what it did was it put us in a position of spiritual death. I mean, we have biological life, but we're not alive spiritually. And we need to be made alive spiritually in order to live with God, in order to be in union with God, in order to reach our fulfillment as human beings. And you he made alive when you were dead through your trespasses and sins which you once walked. And this echoes Paul's words from Romans, you know, death comes through sin. All men sin, therefore all men die. He goes on here, he says, following the course of this world. So one of the things we see in this biblical worldview are the three great enemies set against the church, set against God's people, set against the kingdom, the world, the flesh, and the devil. So Paul is saying, you followed the course of this world. That is the habits, the worldview, the desires of body and mind, the ideas about humanity and God's creation that resist the kingdom and the rule of the king that the world expresses in its social and its economical and its political forces. Look at the battle that's happening right here in the United States. Everybody can see it from around the world. I know this program goes around the world in different places, but you see the hostility and the division. You see the kind of ideas that are emerging in the culture that are radically inconsistent with God's plan for humanity. And so you can see the battle emerging. And this, again, it's happened over and over again in human history. It's happening again now with a great kind of intensification, humanity pushing for its own freedom, pushing God from the human horizon and asserting its own will. And what ends up happening when we do that is we slide back into darkness. We step outside of the freedom and the light that comes from being made new in Christ. So we see the power of the world that presses in and seeks to force us, humanity, to conform. And we can see in that an expression of what Scripture will say here as well, that we're fighting against principalities and powers. There really is a kingdom of darkness in this world. There really are demons. There really is a devil. There really is a fallen angel named Satan who has real power. And he radically resists the establishment of God's kingdom And so he's always warring against the church, and he manipulates the world. Just like he tried to seduce Jesus in the desert, he showed him the whole world, and he says, look, you can have all this glitter and all this gold and all this influence if you bend your knee to me. That's the devil's strategy for everybody. I'll give you plenty in this world. I'll help you move ahead radically in this world if you bend your knee to me. So Paul continues. Now he steps into that dimension of the biblical worldview. He said, you followed the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Those are the fallen angels that Scripture tells us about. Verse 3, among these, we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of body and mind. So we were by nature children of wrath. So there you have it. The working in really three simple sentences, Paul gives us the clear understanding of the human condition, born into spiritual death, born into a battle against the forces of the world, the flesh, and the devil. And Paul says, because of this condition, we are by nature children of wrath, enemies of God, liable to judgment. That really is the human condition. So we need to be like the rest of mankind, so no one escapes it. Paul makes it perfectly clear. No one is born good and spiritually alive, right? That is spiritually alive to God, that is brought into a relationship with God. Only God can deal with this posture of humanity, the condition we find ourselves in relationship to him. And that's now Paul makes the turn in the biblical worldview here in verse 4, after laying out the bad news. And this is something that the church needs to regularly do, not stay focused on the bad news, but really help people come and understand the actual condition. You're never going to see how good the good news is unless you realize how profoundly true and the bad news actually is. What is our actual condition and what's the need? What are we facing and how do we get out of this condition? So here's Paul in verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, when we were dead through our trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. Going back to Paul's first line in this section, you he made alive. Friends, that's the heart of what Christianity is, to being brought from death to life. Christianity, we've talked about it many times on the program, it's not a moral system primarily, it's not a philosophy, it's not a kind of like, you know, a self-improvement kind of system in any way. It is really, it's about human beings receiving the new life that's given to us through the life, passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. God has acted in the person of Jesus to bring us from death to life, to give us a share in God's life. So as St. John the Apostle put it, we can have fellowship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We become children of God by virtue of the power of God, which leads us into becoming members of the family of God and being with God forever. We'll continue this again tomorrow, friends. Hope you can join me. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.